Fun is the best medicine. This is Instant Inspiration from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California. Fun is the best medicine. Now, a little bit of sugar makes the medicine go down. Well, I was talking to someone just the other day, and we were talking about all of the wonderful things that are coming out. Like we've just been reading about caffeine and how now caffeine has been proven to be beneficial to almost every aspect of the body, and all of the old things about caffeine being destructive to the body system are not true according to this report. And I say according to this report because this is what they have gathered from their research around the world, and they may be correct and they may not, but I don't think the coffee industry is paying them. And they said that caffeine is excellent. Now, there's another thing that comes out. It's O, what's the number behind the O2?
It's just vitamin O.
Vitamin O. There's
it's a vitamin, stabilized oxygen.
A vitamin O is a stabilized oxygen, and it comes in a little tiny bottle, and you put a couple of drops under your tongue, and you do this regularly, and it's better than taking oxygen by itself, and it also is more permanent, and it has many, many stabilities that they say to it. Now, it may be true, and it may be a placebo. If it's true and it works, great. If it's a placebo and it works, great. It all matters what you believe in, what you care about. Now, what do we care about? We care about having fun, and fun is the best medicine. Now, what happens when you go to a musical comedy, a musical show, you go to the park and see a musical presentation of the music master, what is it called there, music man, and you enjoy these things, and Julie Roberts and all these other people, what was it, Peter Pan, you know, they're lots of fun, they're lots of fun. And people watching it immediately change their physiology, and all of their physical and mental aspects. I think that if research were done by taking an audience, watching a musical comedy or some really fine thing, they would find that all of the endorphins that help to heal and medicate the body and bless the body just go up perfect and are fantastic. However, if you were to watch Oklahoma, and then you watch all this lovely music and all this lovely singing, and you're just high, 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 and then they have this miserable scene in there of the dance hall and of the rejection of the girl and all that sort of nonsense, your healing attitudes go down, down, down. And you're fearful and you're tense and you're unhappy and you want to say, get it over with, let's get on. You know she's going to get the man. I mean, that's part of the name. But they have to put that in there because they feel there are people who want that. Well, they say the majority of the public want the negative. I don't believe that. I believe that our legislators, our congressmen, our senators, our people who run the country, are more interested oftentimes in the economic benefit of activities than they are interested in the physiological benefits to the humanity. Because peace is much more fabulous for the world than war. And when you do not have good ambassadors, you don't have good people working together with other nations, you don't have peace. Peace only comes when people work harmoniously together, when they have fun together. And that's the best medicine for international relationships, is having fun together. Now, I ask you this question. The major companies in the United States, the big companies, IBM, and here all these companies are, who are the cheeses of these companies? Well, they're men. And who do they play golf with? Usually the other company heads. The CEOs of various companies get together and play together. They used to, but I don't know if they do anymore, but they used to. And in this, they talked about their businesses. They talked about the rationale of corporate benefits and so forth. And they came to many wonderful conclusions, sometimes not so good conclusions, because they fixed prices and did other things like that that they're not supposed to do. But anyhow, they had a lot of fun. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Sudan and Bush and Tony and the people of various other nations would get together from Germany and from France and what have you, and all play tennis together, or all play golf together, you know, or go off on a yacht together, and be out in the middle of the ocean, unavailable to anything. And of course, you'd have to, of course, surround them so that people wouldn't be naughty and shoot them or something, you know. But wouldn't that be wonderful? They would get to know each other. They would perhaps even like each other, and they would find that their desirable factors between them would be more beneficial than their undesirable factors. I remember the Yalta conferences in the Second World War, following it and so forth, where Churchill and Roosevelt and Stalin and all these guys got together, and they came up with some wonderful things. Now, they didn't all agree 100%, but they agreed in principle that what they wanted was best achieved by bringing peace to these Axis nations. And they did a great job, but it was fun. And they had a good time together. And they ate together. And they drank together. They drank good, I tell you. And they smoked together. They all loved their cigars and their pipes. Churchill with his cigar, my goodness sakes. And Roosevelt with his cigarettes and a cigarette holder. He was known by that. Stalin, I don't know what he did. But probably hit pipe. Yes, I believe he had a pipe. But he was just, they were just three guys. And they were together, you know, three international men representing the world. Representing the world. And from that came a quasi-peace for a term, for a time. But it's because it was fun for them. But then later, people got greedy, and they wanted more, and they wanted more, and then they were afraid that people would take advantage of them and hurt them and so forth. And then the name like Cold War came up and things like that. And those are things that shut off happiness. They shut off fun. You can't have fun with someone that you're having a Cold War with. But although Nixon did excellent by going over and negotiating with various people, and Eisenhower was a nice guy, but he was not a negotiator. He was a man to follow directions and go and do things. And he did a good job at that. But you see, fun is the best medicine. When men have fun together, they're not fighting. When women have fun together, they're not squabbling about each other. They're not talking about each other. When children have fun together, they just scream their hearts out and have a great old time. And they have no problems. They have no physiological problems. They have no mental problems. They have no social problems. And social problems are great problems, you know. But with the fun that they live in and they share in, then they do have the greatest medicine in the world. Now, how can we apply this to ourselves? How can we say fun is the best medicine to ourselves? Okay. If you ever have a problem, and someone comes up to you and they say, hey, you just won $1 million. All of a sudden, the problem's forgotten. You go off into the realm of $1 million. Okay, now, let's just stop right there. What has happened? You have gone from thinking about the problem to thinking about a different thing. You have a totally commanding idea of the $1 million in your mind, and you're forgetting about the problem. And why not have a pill to forget problems? And the pill to forget problems is by putting another cause in motion, putting something dramatic enough to take your attention. Now, the little children are riding in the car. I gotta go potty, I gotta go potty. And then something happens, and there's a big to-do up ahead on the road, a landslide or something like that. They forget all about it. They forget all about it. Now, how can they forget all about it if they really have to go? because they have changed their attention from having to go to the bathroom to something else, something dramatic and something demanding. You see, it's really a medicine. Fun is a medicine, and it's a fun thing that they're doing. We're not looking at something that's damaging. The landslide might be damaging, might mess up the road a little bit, but no people are hurt. We don't need to create that. Okay. How else can fun be the best medicine for anybody? Well, Norman Cousins used laughter as medicine, and of course that's fun. Telling jokes and telling humorous stories and changing his mind from thinking about the illness he had to thinking about other things, just other things. Not being whole, but just other things. And when he did that, then the healing could take place. Again, doctors say to us that they do not cure us. They do not heal us. No doctor will ever take that claim. But they give you pills and medicine and advice to keep you alive long enough for your body to heal itself. So fun allows us to take our attention away from whatever it is that we need the medicine for, and the healing can take place. Now, if you don't practice that, you're wasting one of the most inexpensive and one of the most definite and one of the most powerful healing agents that you could ever have in your life. Taking your attention away from whatever the problem is to concentrate on fun. I'm not having fun. You've seen some of these diehards. I got problems. I can't have fun. I got problems. And then you just ignore them. You ignore them. And they're in the background here. And you're having fun, and you're laughing, and you see through your rearview mirror, your back of your head, and they're starting to laugh. You know, yeah. It doesn't take long. They have not any fun because they're concentrating on the negative, and if you concentrate with them, they can't get off of it. But when you pay no attention to them, and they're hidden back there, you can't see them laughing too, they just laugh their heads off. Really. Because they have a face to keep. And that face is, I'm sick and I can't laugh, you know. And so they can't laugh in front of you. So get out of their way and be somewhere else and let them laugh and let the healing take place. You don't need the credit for getting them laughing. You don't need the credit for getting yourself laughing. But just get into a fun-filled situation and watch the miracles take place in your life. It's a great day, and I love you very much, and fun is the best medicine.